Like many of us, our friend Deepak Singh has been thinking a lot about Charlottesville these days, but for him, it's more personal than many because Charlottesville was the first place he lived when he came to the United States from India.
I moved to the beautiful college town in September 2003. Charlottesville was heaven that month. Gorgeous leaves, blue skies, gentle breezes. Long story short, I fell in love with Charlottesville. I lived there for 8 years, and it remains my favorite city. But my heart breaks to see the streets filled with anger and hate just a few days ago. As a new immigrant, I worked in an electronics store in a mall in Charlottesville, and I sold a lot of cell phones. Back then, flip phones were the craze, and there was a big demand for accessories like decorative faceplates, kind of like a personalized case for your smartphone. There were hot pink faceplates, ones that looked like a dollar bill, the American flag, or camouflage. And people would often come in asking if we carried a Confederate flag faceplate. We did not, but I would send customers to an Indian couple in the mall who had a kiosk just for faceplates. I told the couple about the demand for the Confederate flag. They got the message and were quick to drape the kiosk with hundreds of flag faceplates. But I didn't understand the meaning of the Confederate flag or its history. Neither did the Indian couple. I didn't think about it much then, and the couple was happy that I sent customers their way. Though some of the same people who bought their faceplates also told them to go back to India. This week I have been wondering if some of those same people also took part in the rally in Charlottesville.
Writer and former Charlottesville resident Deepak Singh.